Welcome to the worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast. Coming up,
Johnny, the fully qualified astrophysicist who just happens to be doing the radio show for fun.
Has your school got a radio station?
Well, it did. And
then I went on the air. Listen, stop. Where do you get this news from? What are your sources?
Let's begin.
Robin and Johnny.
That's us.
It was Robin's birthday last weekend.
Get over it, mate.
And we couldn't really celebrate on the show, which...
the reason we couldn't celebrate on the show was because it was at the weekend.
Yeah.
And we're not here.
Exactly.
And it's the same next year as well.
However...
Yeah.
I've got you a gift.
Have you got me a birthday gift?
It's incredibly expensive.
Okay.
But here's the catch.
Yeah.
I have hidden it somewhere.
Oh, shut up.
In the High FM offices.
It's in the office?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, it's not in the office. It's somewhere around.
Is it one of those packages that were delivered to Haller that they're giving away at night?
I've negotiated with them.
All nicely gift-wrapped.
No.
Is it an air fryer?
Where's my air fryer? I was thinking of putting it with those, but then my worry was that they
Hang on. Have you really got me a gift that's hidden in the office?
There's a gift for you.
Right.
It may or may not be from me.
Is this from the guys at Uridu?
Maybe.
It is, isn't it?
I would try and hide it.
Oh, my God. This is typical Johnny. He's bogarting somebody else's gift because they're not here.
But the real gift, Robin, really, is the joy that you have trying to find the gift.
So you've ruined a day for me. You've ruined a morning.
How have I
ruined
it?
They've delivered a gift, right? They're going to be on to me going, hey, did you receive that?
I'm really glad they haven't messaged you already.
Redo are going to be going, have you got that really expensive, lovely gift that we got you? I'm going to be honest with them. I will be honest and go, no, here's Johnny's number. Give him a call.
It got delivered here yesterday.
Okay.
And I thought, where am I going to put it so Robin won't see it? So
You didn't have to hide it anywhere.
I put it in my car. And there was a little part of me that went,
I could bring this home.
I could just keep this, couldn't I?
Feeling good today.
Worst of the High FM Morning Show. With Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
The internet...
Oh, I love that.
And more specifically, the World Wide Web...
Yeah.
...turned 31 years old this week.
Oh, happy birthday, internet, World Wide Web.
Up to 31 years ago, Nigerian princes had to scam your grandmother by phone. That's crazy.
Gotta get up, let's get to it.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show with Robin and Johnny.
I got you in the morning.
If you listen to Ryan Seacrest weekdays from 10, you'll be hearing a lot about this over the next coming couple weeks or so.
What's he going to talk about?
Mercury going into retrograde. Now, you might have heard him or
Are you kidding me? You're joking me? Because this is a big thing for me.
No.
No.
You might have heard him talk about it before, or maybe you've heard your quirky friends who have...
What does it mean?
...stones talking about it. Well, first of all, what is retrograde?
What does that mean?
Well, that's the filter that The Weeknd uses on his music videos to make them look kind of old school.
Oh, wow.
Right. Mercury in retrograde refers to the planet moving slightly slower than Earth for a few days. And sometimes we all need to slow down, don't we?
Yeah, we do. You know? So that's all it means.
Don't run with scissors.
That's all it means. It's just slowing down for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't see anything different in the sky.
Well, some people believe that the planet moves backwards, moves away, but that's impossible.
Oh, right. Says Johnny, the fully qualified astrophysicist who just happens to be doing the radio show for fun.
The weird period lasts for 26 days.
Right.
So make sure that you check in on your friends and make sure they're not howling at the moon or something.
That's just a normal weekend.
Over the next 26 days, Venus enters Aries.
Oh, right, okay.
The Sun enters Taurus. Yeah. Juno goes direct in Virgo, and there's the full moon in Scorpio. It's busier up there than Seed Street on a Sunday morning.
I have no idea what you just said there.
And Mercury in retrograde will come to an end when Thanos collects all of the Infinity Stones.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show with Robin and Johnny.
Today is April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day.
And
we've been pretty all right so far.
I've been surprised that Robin hasn't pranked me yet.
No, because I'm not going to do
it. No, he's not going to do
and
it.
Neither are you, Johnny, because we're too old for that. April Fool's is for kids.
You didn't let me finish the sentence.
Come on, then.
He's not going to do it yet.
Yet.
No.
Okay.
That comes at 10:30.
What do you mean?
Because you've sent me to something today.
I haven't sent you to it.
No. No, but I've been told about it.
Right.
And it happens today.
Right.
And I've just seen who the RSVP is to.
Ah, right.
Lee Vitoff.
Lee Vitoff. However,
Lee Vitoff.
Right, so yesterday we decided to prank Johnny.
I cannot believe you.
Actually, it did work because you've been pranked.
Well, yeah, I said I'd go.
Man, not only did you say you'd go, some of the emails that you sent, your replies were just brilliant.
I ironed a shirt last night.
You see? So we did get you. We got
well,
you with the
I
April
Fools.
At
least I didn't go along to the thing.
We got you with the April Fools. Happy to go along to this. This is one of the emails Johnny sent. As long as I'm okay to dive out early.
Yeah.
Now, you may have noticed in one of the emails that I sent to you, Johnny, I did actually nearly give it away.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Why? How did you do
because
that?
Because I said to you, I reply, we want to be one of the first with this news, beating all of the other media outlets. And right, here it is. And look smart, please. Don't look like a fool if you wear jeans. Boom!
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
I put fool
well,
in there.
Yeah, but I will look like a fool if I wear jeans to a very
fool.
Formal event.
On April 1st.
Yeah, I know.
RSVP to Lee Vitoff.
Lee Vitoff.
I put all the clues there, and on April Fool's Day, you finally got it.
Dear.
Well done, Johnny.
Well done.
Come on, get up, just come on. Get up, just get up.
Robin and Johnny. This is High FM.
Shakira.
Yes.
Says that she likes not having a husband.
Does she now?
Yes, that's what she says. And then there's Ariana Grande, who likes not having a husband, but has no issue taking yours.
Get up! Woo! The worst of the High FM morning show.
With Robin and Johnny.
Nobody wants to be cheated on.
Is this a personal story about you, Johnny?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because it happens all the time. Oh, not again.
Not again.
Not this time.
There's always signs to spot if someone's about to cheat on you.
Okay. Are you sure you should be saying this?
And their job could be one of them.
Their job?
A divorce lawyer has revealed the five jobs that has the highest number of cheaters.
Right.
According to her sort of divorce trial cases.
Yes. Okay.
And the results might surprise you.
Okay,
come
on.
The best part about this list is that people in the media, it's not on the list.
Really?
So we're all good.
We're all clear.
Fine.
We're clear, everyone. Debbie? Debbie, listen to this.
We're desperately honest people.
Desperately in our relationships.
So number five on this list are people in sales.
People in sales, people.
Selling something else more than the product, aren't they? Number four, pilots and flight attendants.
Well, that's obvious, isn't it? Because they're always away.
Flying about.
And they're together.
Oh. Next likely to cheat were men in the military.
No, army men.
Followed by waiting staff.
Waiting staff?
Yes.
Okay, so waiters and waitresses. This is just about everybody.
And number one on the list.
Yeah, men.
Just men
just
in general.
Men.
No, firefighters.
Firefighters?
Yeah, which is quite... I would never have expected that.
Wow.
Putting out fires in houses and putting out fires in their personal
there
lives.
There you go, all the time because they're cool.
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
In the morning.
On High FM.
This very lucky group of tourists
are right outside the studio now and about to come in.
No.
Come on in and join us.
Change the locks.
Here he is. Here's Johnny, the guy that was behind you in the queue at Carrefour. Remember that? You were asking about dates.
Yes.
And he got annoyed.
Yes.
And went in front of you and pushed in.
Yeah.
Yeah, here they are now.
I never pushed in.
They're just going to the airport to get their flight back.
Yeah.
They want a quick word with you outside.
Oh, fantastic.
Before they go.
This group of tourists. tourists. Yeah, yeah, they were on a boat off the coast of Western Australia, mate.
Pippa!
When they spotted a group of killer whales.
Oh, mate.
Hunting a group of sperm whales.
Okay.
Now, sperm whales are massive.
Big old whales.
But this group had a juvenile with them.
Okay.
Which the...
A baby sperm whale.
Yeah,
right.
Which the...
Why didn't you just say that? Why are you saying a juvenile?
Because it's called juveniles.
Are they actually called juvenile?
Yeah, yeah, they're called juveniles.
If I check this out
juvenile, like, animals. Juvenile animals.
He's digging a hole.
So the killer whales were trying to get the juvenile.
Okay.
The group were distressed, Robin.
They were distressed.
They were exhausted. They were huddled in a... Just put your phone down and stop Googling juvenile
I'm
sperm
Googling.
Whales.
I'm. They're not. They're called baby sperm whales.
Well, whatever.
I've just Googled it now.
So they were huddled in a tight group.
Right.
They were sort of popping their heads out of the water, trying to regain their breath. The tourists thought, oh no, they're done for.
Oh no.
The killer whales are going to get them. But then out of nowhere, Robin, something scared the killer whales.
What was it?
And they went away. Can you guess what it was?
Calm, Larry.
No.
He just popped out.
In a defensive move,
right.
One of them, shall we say,
come on,
went to the toilet. And it scared the killer whales off.
Whales, not tourists. Right?
Gotta wake me up. Gotta wake me up.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
With Robin and Johnny.
Wake me up every day.
Timothy Chalamet has signed a multi-year deal with Warner Brothers.
Right.
The studio will pay Timothy Chalamet to keep making movies until he finally stops looking like he's 15 years old.
Turn it on
in the morning.
Wake up with Robin and Johnny
on High FM.
Myself and Robin...
Is this going to be a complaint bit?
No,
because...
no,
it's not.
Well, there's an element of complaining.
All right.
We might complain.
We always complain.
However, I'll be honest.
Right, go on.
We love it when people spot us out and about.
Secretly, we go, oh, guess what happened?
Oh, not again.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I was in the middle of whatever it was, and then he came over and he said this.
But do you know what really annoys me more?
What?
Is when you get recognised.
Yeah.
And they don't come and say hello to you.
Well, how is that possible? So, how do you know that you've been recognised? When there's a group over there going, it's him off the radio.
So
it's the guy that works with Robin.
I went to get some cash out last night.
Yeah.
And there's a group of lads.
Group of lads. All right.
And they're sort of walking past. And I'm walking into the ATM thing.
Right.
And they're speaking...
Is this an MQ?
Yes.
So this is the MQ Massive.
Yeah, the MQ Massive are hanging about.
Right.
And they're speaking in a foreign language that I don't understand.
Is it, Arabic?
Not Arabic, something else.
All right, okay.
They're chatting, and then they go...
Johnny Burrows.
I hear Johnny Burrows, and I hear High FM.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're going to come and say hello, but no, they just walk off!
Why didn't you then go over? Because maybe they're a bit embarrassed. Because
that's desperate.
Because let's face it, you are a massive radio star in Oman.
Hi, guys.
I
hear you said my name.
Hey, listen, I've got this DJ photo card already signed for you.
Let's all crowd around for a photo.
Come on round, guys. Come on round.
Oh, this is Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show.
I woke up.
We have a special guest in with us.
We do, yes.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, guys. I'm Farv.
Stop for a second. Why have you just done that with your body? Why have you just got... Hey, guys.
It's the standard.
I'm really nervous, but I'm trying to style it out.
I'm getting my head in the game.
What he's done there is he's squaring up to the microphone.
He is.
He's ready to start a fight with it.
It's like he wants to fight us. It's like he wants to fight the show.
I'm Mike Tyson.
Well, you're not built like Mike Tyson.
Well, I'll get there.
Okay, so let's start again then. So would you like to introduce yourself to everybody?
Hello, everyone.
What was that? Deep voice. That's not what you sound like.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Sorry.
No, we've all done that.
Yeah, we've done that before.
I'm Atharf Yadav, and I go to ISWKI in Oman.
Mm. ISWKI.
Are you a newsreader now? Is that very official?
In Oman.
Right.
Is ISWKI a school?
Oh, yeah, trust me, a good one.
A good one.
Ah, yeah. Are you selling for them? Is it?
Oh, well, hang on. The obvious question is, why aren't you at school now?
I'm going to put it simply.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've got exams.
Okay.
11th grade, the time of my life. So it's not really the time of my life. You know, it's the summer. It's the summer. I should be going out playing football with my friends, but nope.
You got to do exams.
Yeah, exams.
So why again are you here?
Yeah, right.
Is school shut or are you on holiday or what?
I can't do an exam.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm going to see Robin and Johnny at High Event. Oh, okay. We'll give you a B minus.
To put it simply,
please do.
I'm out of a job.
Because you don't go to school.
Other than that.
You didn't do your exam.
Yeah.
She's taken days off to visit random radio stations.
So, I'm on study break. And since, you know, since I'm the greatest radio broadcaster of my school. I mean, okay.
The greatest radio broadcaster of your school.
If my school's listening, that's a fact.
I'm sorry, guys.
I like your confidence. Yeah, However, I mean, I've not met anyone else from your school to compare with. So I'm just taking your word for it.
Oh, you have to.
So what makes you the best radio presenter of your school?
Well, because I'm here and nobody else
is. Yeah, actually. That's a good answer. He might be rubbish on the radio.
There are loads of others trying to make it here. But he fought them off the way he wanted to fight that microphone.
Yeah. It was like an arena out there.
Has your school got a radio station?
Well, it did. And
then I went on the air.
And then I revolutionized it.
You revolutionized it?
By closing it down.
By being me. I think both go hand in
hand. So hang on. So it did have a radio station, but it hasn't got one anymore.
Right. Because I mentioned the study leave. I have a study leave for my exams.
Right.
School's off.
Right, okay.
So the radio station is still there.
It's off.
The whole thing is off.
Right, okay, I get you now. So what kind of stuff would you talk about on your... Have you got one radio show a week, or what do you do?
It's alternating days, so...
Alternating days.
So it depends on when everybody's available, and then we decide.
Yeah, all right, okay.
I like that.
We need to talk to Ehab about that.
Yeah.
Alternating days.
Yeah.
Me one day, you the next?
When I was on Milo FM, that's what I did.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Right, okay. Okay, listen, can you just hang on 1 second? Will you come back to us in about... You will stick around. Yeah, We've not given you too much of a hard time.
Athav,
our special guest, who... I don't know why he's here. There is a reason why you're here.
Of course.
Right, there is a reason, which we will find out in a bit. Ooh. Stick around, right?
Welcome aboard.
What you got in here, fella?
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
You'll hear things you've never heard before.
On High FM.
The CEO of Boeing has announced his resignation.
Yes.
He's going to step down.
Seen that.
Hopefully, he's going to be replaced by somebody who understands the nuts and bolts of running a jet manufacturing company.
Oh, look, it's the worst of the High FM morning show.
With Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
To put it in short, I have my exams coming up.
What's that got to do with us?
To be honest, since I am the greatest radio host.
Are you studying us?
In ISWK. I know
in
you.
In your exams.
Inside out.
The exam is about Johnny's love life. That's why he's not studying.
God.
There's not much to study.
It's a long exam.
Anyway, get to the point.
So, school's off.
I'm out of a job.
The real question is, I need a job.
Okay, good.
You guys, give me a job.
So you want a job?
Right.
Here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
When would you be willing to come in to this morning show?
Any day of the week.
I'm expecting 5 days a week.
Yeah.
I can come.
You can't just roll in anytime you want.
I can come once a while. Alternating days. I think you failed that question.
Here we go. We were talking about going to Ehab and seeing if we can do alternating days.
Yeah, yeah.
If we invite him along to Ehab,
so Ehab can say no.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'll turn up once in a while.
Right.
Right. Okay. And what time will you come in? Remember, this show starts at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I'll be there at 7.
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
Top of the morning, my little shamrocks.
On High FM.
There are some emojis that no one understands.
Okay.
But do you have a parent or a grandparent who just can't process even the most basic emojis? So older people are less likely to use emojis than younger people, right?
Yeah.
Which makes sense, doesn't it?
I feel like my parents only use, like, the aggressive emojis.
I wonder why.
Well, the thumbs up. That's an aggressive one, isn't it?
Of course it's not.
See, you don't understand. You don't know.
Emojis
have only been around for about 10 years, so their ascent has been really fast. Mm. So you can cut Johnny's parents and your grandfather some slack on this one, would you? Mm. People's understandings of 8 emojis was tested, and just the face ones, 3 happy, including the grinning face, 2 sad, including the crying face, 2 surprised, including the screaming face, woo!
Right.
And 1 angry face, the one that Johnny's mum always uses to him. And the 1 emoji older folks were least comfortable understanding was the surprised face with wide eyes and blushed cheeks.
That one confuses
Does
me.
Does that confuse you as well?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, because
yeah.
it's happy, isn't it? Yeah. Why would you
also,
use that?
I've learned, apparently, I've learned from someone younger than me that the crying face is actually a happy face. you're supposed to use it in a happy scenario.
And that's the story of Johnny's life. But there is good news, young people. Good news for you kids. The authors of this study reported that older folks have the desire to learn more about emojis and become more comfortable using them. Now, this isn't just a problem with older people. There are thousands of emojis and many of them are vague. So I think you should be like me and just throw in a random emoji that you know has zero to do with anything that you're actually messaging.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of liberating.
Wake up. This is Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows. Let's go.
The worst of the High FM morning show.
I'd like to tell you about Nala.
Nala?
Yeah, have you heard about Nala?
I've not heard the gossip about Nala.
No? You've not seen Nala on Instagram?
No, I've not seen Nala.
No, you don't follow her? She's got
Of course not. I don't follow anyone.
I thought you were going to follow How Are You Fine Man. I thought that was what we were going to do. Anyway, no, Nala. Let me tell you about Nala.
Okay, right.
She's got 4 million followers.
Okay.
She is the world's richest...
Let me guess. Dog.
Cat.
Oh, wow.
A net worth of 42 million reais.
Oh, shut up. She gets just annoys the hell out of me.
6,000 reais an Instagram post.
That's as much as you. Do you get that as well?
It's a real rags to riches story, actually.
Is it?
Started out in an animal shelter.
Oh.
Also a bit like myself.
Wake up. This is Robin and Johnny in the morning.
On High FM.
I have some big news, Johnny.
Do you?
Big news for parents.
Okay.
And more specifically, if you have children that lie to you.
Well,
I'm going to give you
all children lie.
The 2 sentences that will get your kids to tell the truth. You only need 2 sentences, and I'm going to give them to you right now, and they're going to tell the truth, right?
Right.
And if the secret to parenting really boils down to this, then you're going to be furious all the time and effort that you've wasted previously.
Mm.
There's a person called Eric Barker. Eric is the author of a book called Nurture Shock, New Thinking About Children.
Right.
And he says that when you think your kid might be lying about something, you need to tell them, here we go, right?
There we go.
I won't be upset with you if you did it, and if you tell the truth, I'll be really happy.
Ah.
He says those sentences together significantly cut down on lying because, I quote, young kids are lying to make you happy and try to please you. All right?
Okay.
He also found another sentence. Here's the second one that cuts down on lying by 25%.
Okay.
Right? You need to say to your kid, I'm about to ask you a question, but before I do that, will you promise to tell the truth? Don't think back to your childhood, Johnny.
I'm just thinking,
see where your mind's going.
There's so many opportunities to lie there.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
With Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows. When I woke up!
Here's the situation, Robin.
Okay, what's the sit?
You get invited over to a friend's house.
Right.
For the first time.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
Maybe it's a lady.
Maybe it's a lady. Yeah. What, inviting just me over?
Well, no, it could be, I mean...
For the first time, that's not going to happen.
Single Robin, of course.
Single Robin.
Yeah.
I can't think back that far.
Or maybe...
It's just been Debbie.
Maybe it's just a lady and you're going to be more embarrassed in front of a lady than you are a man.
Okay.
Anyway, well, here's the thing. Somebody you've recently met,
right,
okay, and you go to their house and you go, excuse me, can I use your bathroom?
Right.
And somehow...
Oh, no.
you clog it.
I clog it.
Mm.
Well, first off, that's not going to happen.
Well,
because if I was going over to somebody's house, whether it's the first time, second time, or they're my best friend and I've been over to their house lots of times, if I need to go to the toilet, I'm going to go.
Are you leaving?
I will leave, If well, I need to go to that toilet, I'm leaving.
Wow.
Apart from when we were over at Jamie Cordell's house, you may have seen the video.
Well, exactly. You put yourself wrong there. But let's just say you did clog it.
Yeah.
This is for the bit.
For the bit. Okay, for the
what
bit.
What did you do?
I clogged the toilet.
Would you try and declog it? Would you climb out the window maybe and never return?
Well, of course I'm not. I'm not going to climb out the window.
Or would you maybe, I don't know, shoot the toilet?
Shoot the toilet?
Yeah.
Mate, what are you talking about?
A guy in Poland, he was put in jail for the night after he shot
the toilet.
A slow flushing toilet.
He shot it.
The man opened fire on the toilet, not because it wouldn't flush, but because it wouldn't flush quickly enough.
We've all been there. We've all been there, though, honestly.
Turns out it was the second time that he'd shot this same toilet.
He was invited back again. Oh, it's fine. Come on back. He's not going to shoot my toilet again.
When the police arrived at the house, there was a short standoff, but they...
With the guy that shot the toilet for the second time. Listen, stop. Where do you get this news from? What are your sources?
Wake up every morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Good morning.
With Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows.
A naked man has attempted to board a plane in South Africa.
How did that happen?
Well, he passed through security fully clothed.
Oh, right, of course.
Then
he
stripped off and he tried to get on the plane.
Yeah.
He was asked what he was doing and he said that clothes make him less aerodynamic.
Less aerodynamic, right.
So he should be naked to make the plane go faster.
Okay.
This might sound crazy.
Not really?
But think back on all of your flights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I bet you've come across more annoying passengers.
Oh, God, yeah.
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
Show me a real good time. The only way to wake up.
Come on.
High FM.
At High FM Radio.
That's us.
Is where you will find us on socials.
Yeah.
We put videos up there regularly, bits from the show.
Yeah.
And I've got an idea of how we can get more views, more follows. So I was reading.
Buy them.
Well,
just buy them.
I was reading that social media is the second most popular place for under 25s to get financial advice.
Okay.
Over half of adults say that they either are or are considering getting financial advice from social
from
media.
From social media.
And I know where this advice comes from.
Right.
It's these guys with podcasts.
Okay.
Isn't it?
We've got a podcast.
Little short clips of guys with a microphone giving their opinions on investments.
I've seen these.
Completely unprofessional.
Don't
have a clue what they're talking about.
But
it looks good.
It looks great.
And it sounds like they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about here in this bit. Have you got financial advice for everybody?
We've been doing it wrong. We've been doing little jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
When really, we should be giving our financial advice.
Okay.
So, with that in mind...
Yes, here we go.
I would like to introduce my latest groundbreaking cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
JohnnyCoin.
JohnnyCoin.
The incredible thing about JohnnyCoin is that it has a 100% growth rate.
Okay.
Yesterday, I hadn't even thought about it. Today, we're talking about it on the radio. Look at that for growth.
That's brilliant.
I want to blindside you now
with
some words.
Yeah.
Cumulative growth.
What growth?
Cumulative growth.
You nearly got it the second time round.
Commodities. That's another word.
Yeah, yeah.
Diversification, Robin.
Well, you don't want to do that if you buy into JohnnyCoin.
No, exactly.
Yeah?
Don't diversify when it comes to JohnnyCoin.
All in.
All in.
And hodl.
All in.
It's the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
High FM Morning Show. With Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
Wake up!
Wake up!
You all right?
Sometimes
you just sit there and go, what a lucky guy I am to be working with this guy, Robin Banks. Wow, he's just immense. I must tell him. I must go two stores down here at Muscat Grand Mall.
Two stores? Yeah.
Oh, no, it's one store. It's
Bank
right
Dofar.
Next door. No, not Bank Dofar.
Okay.
The toy store that sells cards.
Tips and toes. Oh, the other one. Okay.
The other way.
Yeah.
And get a thank you card.
A thank you card.
And just leave it on his desk.
Yeah.
And go, thank you, Robin, for... your presence.
I don't think the card is...
It's enough.
It's enough.
It's not enough.
It's not enough.
But you know what? It'd be a nice thought.
You know what I could do to show my gratitude?
What?
Turn up here every weekday morning and you do know what a radio you could show. Do?
You know what you could actually do to show your gratitude?
Then.
Not turn up.
All right. Well,
wow.
Shows are on tomorrow. Yeah, sometimes we all need to get into nature.
Nature. Mm. Bit of nature.
Help us reconnect with ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
But what's your favourite natural sound?
Stop it.
These are the top five sounds of nature.
Ehab, if you're listening, don't worry. I'll pull Johnny's mic down if I think he's going to mention that sound that you hate.
Number five.
Yeah.
The morning chorus of birdsong.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
Isn't that lovely? No.
Shut up, I'm trying to sleep! Number four.
Right.
Elephants in the wild.
Elephants?
Yes.
What?
Elephants are the beautiful sound of elephants. I remember when I was in Thailand.
Right.
And I was staying place with those elephants.
Okay, great. Brilliant.
Beautiful.
Did you like that sound in the morning?
It was quite nice, but...
The only person that I have ever in my entire life said that they like the sound of elephants.
Well,
come on,
it's
move
on
along.
This list. Number three, the haunting yet beautiful songs of whales.
Wow, a bit of whale sounds. Yeah. Right, okay.
That's the animal, not the
country. number two.
Number two, the sound of waves crashing.
The sound of waves.
Against the shore.
Crashing against the shore.
That's beautiful, isn't
I it? I went camping once here, and we decided to camp right near the ocean to hear the sound of waves.
Yeah.
Kept me up all night, couldn't sleep. Hated it. Absolutely hated it.
Robin hates nature.
And the number one nature sound, please, Johnny.
Me. Whispering in your ear every weekday morning.
I need to turn that radio off.
Lucky thing. Wake up when
I wake up. This is Robin and Johnny in the morning.
On High FM.
High FM.
Hello.
Sorry. Just banged my nose on the microphone.
Dear. Oh, hello. High FM.
Hello.
Hello.
Quick role reversal there.
Right.
A teacher...
Oh, sorry, I just knocked my head on the microphone.
...claims that she was fired because of her rap career.
Oh.
The school didn't like it.
Yeah.
She also has a reputation as a tough grader.
Oh, right.
Her name is Cardi B-. That's a good
one. Robin and Johnny in the morning.
In the morning.
The only way to wake up.
Hiya, fam.
Be honest with me.
Okay, I will.
Do you ever stretch?
Stretch?
Yeah. Like, properly stretch. Like, I'm going to set aside 5 minutes and do some stretches.
No, I don't.
No,
I don't stretch. But I always, when my little girl and Debbie come back of a weekend when I'm there, right?
Yeah.
And they've gone for a little jog or something together.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
I always tell them how to stretch. I am a pain. I go, no, you're doing it wrong.
You're a backseat driver of the stretching world.
I'm a backseat stretcher.
At least you're telling them that it's important to stretch.
Yes.
Because it is. It's important to stretch when you do exercise.
Apparently so.
Lift weights, go for a run, and before you commit a robbery.
Well, it's strenuous, isn't it?
It is, exactly.
Especially if there's climbing involved.
There was a woman down under in Australia.
In Australia, Pippa.
Yeah. She broke into Philippa's Bakery.
Oh, no, not Philippa's Bakery again. That's always being broken into by those galahs.
She stole some croissants and the baker's shoes.
She stole some croissants and the baker's shoes?
Yes.
What's he taking off his shoes for in a bakery?
Well, you know.
That's completely disgusting.
Doesn't want to get flour all over his lovely shoes. Anyway, they checked the CCTV and they noticed that the thief was busting out some yoga moves.
A little bit of stretching beforehand.
In the car park outside the bakery.
Right, okay.
She was caught by the police.
Right.
She's going to serve a long stretch.
Oh, nearly 2 minutes for that punchline. I'm going to hand it to you on this one, Johnny.
Robin and Johnny.
Robin and Johnny.
In the morning.
On Oman's High FM.
Morning. High FM. It's been just over 2 years. What? Why are you laughing? It's been over 2 years since Johnny did a good bit on the radio. I'm keeping note.
Sorry.
What?
A song just came into my head.
What song?
It's been 1 week. Don't know why.
Who
I'm
sings
sorry.
That song?
It's Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Thank you very much.
Well done. This has nothing to do with the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
At all. This is how Johnny's mind works, people.
I've not slept well.
It's been just over 2 years since that slap. The Will Smith. Chris Rock slap.
He never saw it coming. And then it hit him in the face.
This is not about that slap. It's about Will Smith. It's a transition into Will Smith.
So we've had two really poor transitions.
Bare naked ladies.
Yeah.
The Oscars slap 2 years ago.
Into
this, which has nothing to do with both of them.
Something to do with Will Smith.
Will Smith says money doesn't make him happy anymore.
Well, neither does Jada.
I'd bet a lack of money would make him unhappy, and a lack of Jada too. Maybe. Who knows? He is 55 years old now, and he had this revelation, he says, when he was about 50 years old. He says, what happens is you just realise none of it can make you happy.
No.
Once you've bought everything you want, there's literally nothing on earth that you want to buy that's
Maybe.
Left.
Maybe
what?
After that slap, he's like, that's the only thing that makes me happy.
It's the only thing.
Violence.
Bit of violence. I just wish that was a gift that everybody could do, because there's nothing that material can do to satisfy you. Please, Will, feel free to teach me this lesson whilst simultaneously unburdening yourself some of that awful, awful material. He adds, Johnny, he says, I've had money, lost money, then had it again, bigger than you've ever imagined. Maybe not Johnny, because he's loaded. We all know that. The first half of my life was gather, 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 gather. And the second half of my life is going to be give, give, give.
Oh, Will.
Hang on. Dude, let me DM you right now. If I woke up every day,
every day, every day. Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows.
The worst of the High FM morning show.
This seems obvious to me, but apparently there's been a study about it.
You're rubbish at radio?
Yeah.
That's it. Let's move on.
Young people are more optimistic about life than adults.
Well, of course.
Of course they are.
Yeah, of course they are.
Because life hasn't beaten them down yet.
Exactly.
They haven't had their heart broken.
Yes.
Their dreams dashed. This may surprise you because we're your fun and quirky morning radio guys. But myself and Robin can be really quite pessimistic sometimes.
You speak for yourself, young man.
This is my station.
This is Robin and Johnny in the morning. In the morning. On High FM.
Would you say, Johnny, that you feel older than your age, younger, or pretty much spot on?
Mentally, I feel younger.
Yeah, me too.
Physically, I feel older.
getting old.
So maybe that makes me somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle.
I feel younger, I think.
You feel younger. Now, how you answer this question might have to do with how much sleep you've gotten this week.
Ah, right, yeah.
Because I read this last night, this study found two back-to-back nights of bad sleep can make us feel 4 years older than we really are.
Two nights?
Two back-to-back nights.
Is that all?
Maybe even more than that. They looked at the sleep patterns of 400 people, so a big old survey, and asked each person, how old do you feel?
Right.
The average person felt 4.4 years older than their age after two back-to-back nights of bad sleep.
Mm.
The people it hit hardest said 10 years older.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So if you're 30, two nights in a row could make you feel more like you're 40 years old, right? Mm. You getting this?
Mm.
But the good news is, yes, there is good news. There's also a way to feel young again. When people got enough sleep every night for a full month, which is never going to happen to us, right?
No.
They felt an average of 5 years younger than they really were.
Oh.
Now, this news is of absolutely no significance to Johnny or I.
No.
Because we're 10 mentally.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Abby and Brittany Hensel. Have you heard of these two?
Abby and what?
Brittany Hensel.
Hensel. No.
No, they are conjoined twins.
They've got, well
hang on, stop now. So they are conjoined twins, but they're two separate people.
Yeah.
They share a torso and bloodstream and all the organs below the waist, right?
Yes.
So they are conjoined together.
Mm.
Abby controls the right arm and leg and Brittany controls the left, okay?
Okay.
The medical term, Johnny, for their condition is dysphasic conjoined twins.
Right.
Now, it turns out that Abby is married. Abby got married.
Abby got married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got hitched to a guy called Josh Bowling back in 2021.
Right.
And there's video from their wedding that shows Josh dancing with Abby, but actually he's dancing with both of them.
Well, yeah.
Because he has to.
You kind of have to.
It's unavoidable, isn't it? But he's only sort of hanging out and talking to Abby.
What is he doing? Blanking the other one?
Yeah, basically.
Excuse
yeah.
me.
Do you know, Brittany would be, I kind of guess, all right with it. She understands. They're both 34 years old, Abby and Brittany, the conjoined twins are.
Okay.
And they're currently working as fifth grade teachers. Now, Abby is already a stepmom.
Are they teaching different classes?
Abby is already a stepmom because Josh has a daughter from a previous marriage.
Okay.
Now, I'm assuming every media outlet on earth has reached out to Abby, Brittany and Josh for comment.
Yeah.
And so far they haven't responded.
Have they not?
And I know that you have many thoughts running through your head right now.
Yeah, some of them I can't say.
And my advice to you is that you should, by whatever means necessary, prevent them from spilling out of your mouth, Johnny. You're welcome. When I wake up,
Turn off Robin and Johnny. This is High FM.
Why are you so low? Why are you, like, nearly whispering it?
You got to sometimes mix up it, don't you?
It's true.
Down, left, right, all over the place.
Left and right. Hang on, let me see if I can do that. Oh, no, I can't. I'm not going to muck with it. I was going to pan you left and right. But we have such a technical desk here. Yeah. I don't want anything to go wrong.
Don't you love that?
What?
You know, where they make things so technical.
It's so complicated.
That you can't do the most simple thing of panning it.
Just panning it.
That's all it is.
That's a technical little term there.
We have to do that in post-production.
People listening going, what are they talking about now?
I think
now?
People know pan.
Pan? No, they don't. People don't know what panning is.
Yeah.
That's a technical audio radio term.
So panning is where you will hear us...
In the left.
In the left ear or the left part of the car.
And the right.
And then the right.
In fact, let me give you an example.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm over here.
And I'm over here. And I'm over this side.
And now we're both back in the middle.
Oh.
I did
that's
it.
That's exhausting.
I did it.
Wake up! When I wake up!
This is Robin and Johnny in the morning.
On High FM.
With the rise of AI,
right.
It's never been easier to cheat on schoolwork than it is now. But this teacher came up with a genius way to catch his pupils.
Right.
On an exam that he'd set for them.
Okay.
So he was suspicious that people in his class...
were using AI.
Not necessarily AI,
but
cheating. So he decided to try and catch them.
How?
So, well, he had a two-part question,
right,
in one of his quizzes, one of his tests. Part one was answerable.
Right.
Simple thing that he'd covered in lessons and all of that.
Yeah.
But part two was completely unsolvable.
Right.
He then asked a friend to ask this exact same question...
to ChatGPT.
Online. In an online forum.
Right.
The teacher then logged in with a different alias...
Right.
...and answered the question with a bogus answer.
Oh, so I know what's happening.
During the exam, as he suspected, about half of his students left the exam hall to use the toilet.
Wow, I was only talking about this last night, the old ways to cheat in exams.
And the teacher found out exactly who was cheating.
Right.
Because the ones who weren't cheating just didn't answer.
Just couldn't answer
bit.
It.
Whereas the ones that were cheating...
went out to the toilet.
...wrote down the exact made-up answer that he had put online the forum.
So they Googled it, right? And it took them to the forum.
That is deception.
That's brilliant.
With that level of deception, has he considered a career in radio?
How did Johnny get his job?
Robin and Johnny in the morning. High
FM. It's hard being a dad. It really is hard being a dad.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, I want to tell you the story about this dad. His name is Adam Sizemore, 37 years old. That's his name. Why are you laughing at his name?
It's like a Mickey Mouse version of Adam Sandler.
He called his son's school lots to complain that they were giving his son too much homework.
Right.
He called the elementary school, so this kid's a young kid, over and over and over to say his son had so much homework that they didn't have time to hang out together.
Oh.
Which is kind of sweet, isn't it?
That's sweet. Really sweet. Isn't that lovely?
Except he was verbally abusive to the staff and used vulgar language.
Well, that's not very nice, is it?
They say he threatened the principal at one point.
Oh, Adam.
And told him he, and I quote, better put his big boy pants on because he's going to come down. Now,
what a threat.
The school eventually stopped picking up and answering his calls.
Yeah.
So Adam, this dad, called the police.
Of course he did.
Not just once, but 18 times.
Yep.
And they told him that he could come down to the police station and talk to them in person. But he demanded that the head of the police, the chief of the police, came to his house instead.
Right.
That didn't happen.
No.
However, several officers did show up to arrest him for threatening behaviour because he even threatened the police. Now, is this guy a psycho or the best dad ever? Maybe both. When I wake up in
the morning... The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny. Sorry about that.
I am pretty laid back and all right. However, Johnny gets mad at everything. So I'd like to ask you this question, Johnny.
I don't!
That's a lie! I'm never working with you again. What is more infuriating for you? Somebody not holding a door open for you, right? They go through first.
Yeah.
Or somebody not thanking you for you holding the door open for them.
Someone not thanking me.
Somebody not thanking is more infuriating.
Sometimes people are busy, they've got to go, but there's no excuse for not saying thank you.
A little thank you.
Even if I've held it a little bit too long and I've made you run and it's annoyed you a little bit, say thank you.
You still say thank
Manners
you.
Cost nothing.
74% of people say not hearing a thank you is worse.
Mm.
So you are in the majority. 30% get more upset when somebody doesn't hold the door open for them.
Mm.
Every time, Johnny, every time you go to a door, there is so much opportunity for somebody to just ruin your day, isn't there? When I
wake up, when I wake up. Yeah. Turn off Robin and Johnny. This is High FM.
If you like music and you think that song lyrics are dumber than they were when you were younger.
Baby, baby, baby.
You're not just a crotchety old grump.
No.
You're actually quite perceptive.
Right.
Because they are, Johnny.
Calling me perceptive, thanks,
they
Robin.
They are.
Yeah.
According to scientific reports, lyrics have become simpler and more repetitive and easier for you to understand. Since the 1980s.
Oh.
And we're talking about all the major genres here as well. Rock, rap, pop, R&B. The number of different words used within a song has actually decreased.
Yeah.
Particularly in rap songs.
There's all this mumble rap nowadays.
Mumble rap.
I don't actually think they're saying any words at all.
But the number of words with three syllables or more has actually increased in rap, Johnny.
Has it? My favourite song is the Onomatopoeia Peer song.
That being said, Johnny is still trying to work out the lyrics of Justin Bieber's Baby.
But where is this baby? And what does he do?
Wake up and smell the future, man.
Hey, wake up!
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
When was the last time that you read a book?
Oh, mate, Robin. Don't do this to me.
When?
Don't do this to me. My daughter's listening. She's never going to let me forget this.
Let's turn a new page in this conversation.
Was that your out cue? Was that your funny at the end?
No.
That we press the next thing?
I'm trying to read a book at the moment. I'm dyslexic. It takes me quite a long time to read.
Oh, bless. Honestly, years.
Years ago.
Years.
Yeah.
Too many years that I actually read a book. My favourite book.
Right.
Emily Bronte, Wuthering Heights.
Right. Is that because it's the only book you've read?
Yes, it is.
Move along. Well, maybe we need to take it up.
Yeah, I know.
Over half of us who read say that we've been inspired to take up something new after reading. That could be a career change, learn a new language, or feel compelled to travel.
Right.
I'm currently reading a James Bond novel.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not sure how that's going to inspire me to do anything, become an international 00 agent or something.
Hi FM's Rachel Chu, who's here weekdays at 4 o'clock, is a really big reader.
She is, yes.
Yeah, and the last thing she read, and I know she's taking notes of, and the proof is in the pudding, Johnny, is the Highway Code.
I keep telling her, stop reading while you're driving.
Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows.
Wake up in the morning. The worst of the High FM morning show.
I have a daughter.
Yes.
And her name's Annie. She's 12 years old now.
Right.
And when my little girl was 3 or 4, I used to say to her the phrase, what's the magic word?
Yes.
And you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes, the magic word being now.
When she didn't say please or thank you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
what's the magic word? I think every parent would do that.
Could I have a word, please?
What? No, that's not what she'd say.
Please.
No, but she wouldn't say that. So I'd have to go, what's the magic word?
And then she'd say,
please.
But and they'd always say please and thank you.
Yeah.
Like it was the worst thing ever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, please. Please. Now, she was also into magic when she was younger.
Okay.
Magic tricks and stuff like that. And she knew the magic word abracadabra.
Okay.
Right? So we'd teach her. Now, there was a dilemma when I was parenting because she thought please and thank you and abracadabra were interchangeable. Can you imagine if they were?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, I'd like a quarter pounder with cheese. Abracadabra. Will you, abracadabra, just put down your phone and listen to me when I'm talking to you?
I think that's better.
Come on. Get up. Just come on. Get up. Just get up. Robin and Johnny.
The only way to wake up.
This is High FM.